Newell in his second inning of relief work. His next pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, called a strike. It's now 3-1. Won the count here on the Raptor designated hitter. The next toss home. This is up and away for ball four. McIntosh on the bases now for the third time tonight. Got some shout outs to give to our intern crew. First of all, it is the birthday of our on-field MC, Hadley Peters. Happy 20th birthday, Hadley. Getting to spend it here at the yard. And we up here at Witterfield, Joe Diedrich leading the way, singing her happy birthday after the first inning. And also, got a shout-out, my guy Jack Weber singing out the seventh-inning stretch along with a young Raptor fan during the break. First pitch to Tommy Gulbranson, a breaking ball missing inside for ball one. McNeil Brett first, McIntosh being held on by Will Smoot. The next pitch, off-speed missing upstairs, two balls, no strikes on Gulbranson. Raptors looking for three in a row. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball missing inside for ball three on Gulbranson. No action in the Minnesota bullpen. It's been Dalton Fiveash warming up in the Raptors stable for quite a while now. Could see the infielder make his Northwoods League and Wisconsin Rapids pitching debut in the eighth inning. The 3-0 from the right-hander. Fastball on the inside corner is called a strike. Branson still looking for that fastball to go after here on the 3-1. Here it comes. And on the hands, fouled back. Count now 3-2. Tommy in the ball game 0-for-3. Last time up, struck out swinging to end the fifth frame. Right-hander Newell looking to come all the way back in the count and win it. The 3-2. Off-speed missing out in the left-handed batter's box for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued. Here to begin the seventh inning. Pinch hitter here for the Raptors. That is Ben Lloyd in the spot of Joey Bizidlo. Kirk Schreider going to his bench here in the seventh inning. Now we're going to get a mound visit here from one of the members of the Mud Puppy coaching staff. Coming in the spot of Bizidlo, it could be assumed Lloyd's going to be a straight swap into second base. Two pitchers used for Minnesota in the ballgame, 3-4 Wisconsin Rapids. Check out live music this Saturday from 7 to 11 with Funk Yard Dealers. This Saturday, August 10th from 7 to 11 at Whiskey Rapids. Still have the whole infield on the hill for Minnesota. Mound meeting adjourned now, and we'll get Ben Lloyd into the box. We're locally owned and operated in Wisconsin Rapids since 1970. Northern Illinois University, Lloyd now playing in his seventh game of the summer here with Wisconsin Rapids. Last one 0-for-3 an evening ago against Minnesota. In his six games, four hits and 20 at-bats for Lloyd. Corners in, middle's back, first and second, nobody down. First pitch to Lloyd. Fastball on the outside corner is there for a strike. The stretch, McIntosh dancing off second. The 0-1 is fouled straight back. Count nothing and two now. No balls, two strikes on the Kenosha, Wisconsin kid. Ben Lloyd now into the game in the 9 spot. Top of the order waiting on deck with Aiden Teal. The 0-2, fouled straight back again. Good fight here from Lloyd. Every The 0-2 to Lloyd. This is upstairs for ball one. The runner in scoring position here for one of the newer Raptors who joined the team right out of the All-Star break against Lakeshore. Jason Cole Newell, the payoff. Breaking ball, laying off it as Lloyd, it misses low and inside for ball two. Two and two, the count, get loud, back out here on the right center field video board at Witter Field. The two-strike delivery. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Lloyd has worked it from 0-2 to full. Got some stomping here in the grandstands as well. The 3-2. Breaking ball missing up and away for ball four. Fantastic at bat for Ben Lloyd. Draws an 8-pitch walk, and the bags are juiced for Aiden Teal. Aiden Teal, 3-for-4 in the ballgame. Homeward in the fourth to give the Raptors a 4-3 lead. Last time up, struck out in the bottom of inning six. Corners remain in, Mills back. Not sure why Aiden Teal's not throwing down a bunt anytime soon, at least not in my opinion, especially with the Raptors leading by two. First pitch, missing low and inside, nearly hitting Aiden. Count begins 1-0. Fifth time around the Raptor order here tonight. The 1-0 delivery. In the hands, hit in the air, right field. If it's fair, it is gone. It is foul. Oh, Jake Dunn, the first base umpire, just calling that foul. Kirk Schreider is fired up out of the Raptor dugout. Oh, Aiden Teal just missed his third multi-homer game of the season. Not sure, there's not really a conference that can be had here. That ball looked to be gone. Very unfortunate for the Raptors. Would have broken this game wide open. Now the umpires are going to meet. Not sure how this could overturn things. That is the quickest I've seen Kirk Schreider get out of the Raptor dugout this season. He was fired up. If this somehow does get overturned, it would be a grand slam for Aiden Teal. And as I mentioned now, three multi-homer games for him on the season. It's too bad there isn't a replay system here in the Northwoods League. Because that's really the only way. And this is a long conversation. I'd be shocked if it's overturned. I've been proven wrong before plenty of times. But this is a lengthy one. Our crew tonight, Dylan Collins, the home plate umpire, Jake Dunn, the first base umpire who made that call as a foul ball, and Manalo Alejandro, the crew chief, down the third baseline. And now they're calling over the Minnesota manager, so it does look like this could be overturned. I'm very confused. This is what happens when a call is normally overturned. They call over the opposing manager first. What a way this would be for Aiden Teal to get his third multi-homer game of the season. And this would be probably Aiden Teal's most interesting jog around the bases this season and in his baseball career for a home run, to be honest. And the meeting adjourned. It is a grand slam for Aiden Teal. His third multi-homer game of the season. The Mawa Kid, how about it? Why not cue Vangabus and cue the homer horn while we're at it, yeah? making 11 homers for Aiden Teal. This kid is unstoppable this summer. So those three walks to be in and come back to bite Cole Newell. And it is 10-4 Wisconsin Rapids. That is a real bummer for Aiden Teal that it wasn't just called a homer off the jump. Raptors have eclipsed double-digit runs, now 6 runs in their last 2 innings. Jorge Degatti into the right-handed batter's box. He has reached in all 4 of his trips up to the plate today. 1-0 the count, breaking ball from Newell right in there for a called strike. Going to be a fun postgame show to have here this evening on WFHR. The 1-1. Swinging away, Degatti fouls it straight back. Count now a ball and 2 strikes. An overturned call. I even said at one point in the broadcast, was not expecting it, as the 1-2 shot in the gap right center in the air. That is Caden Headley to make the catch. Orlando Lordoy reaching in 3 of his 4 trips to the plate today. Drew a 4-pitch walk and scored an inning ago, and now we will have a pitching change for Minnesota. Aiden Teal grand slam gives the Raptors a 6-run lead. It is 10-4. We'll be back in a couple of minutes right here on WFHR.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid, or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked, little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so...
New pitcher into the ballgame here for Minnesota. 1 out. Nobody on the bags. That is Orlando Lordoy in the box for the right-hander Trey Sanoa. And Yaka returning to here in the Winterfield press box. It's 10-4 Rapids. The first pitch from the right-hander to Orlando Lordoy is on the outside corner for a called strike. Line done. For the right-hander Cole Newell. 50 pitches in an inning and a third. How about Aiden Teal? Another multi-homer game, a grand slam overturned by our crew here tonight. It was initially called a foul ball. collects the round tripper. He is 4-for-4 in the ball game. I hope the college baseball world has kept tabs on Aiden Teal this summer. I'm telling you, this kid is so special. I'm looking forward to following his journey in the upcoming season at Virginia. 0-2 misses high, a ball and two strikes now on Lordoy. I've been needing a reason to get back into watching college baseball more regularly, and I think not only working for this team and being able to watch all these great athletes, but players like Teal are a big reason as well. 1-2, breaking ball, blooped in the air, right field. It is going to stick fair on a broken bat knock for Orlando Lordoy, looking to stretch it into a double. The throw to second base is in time, on the money. Harrison Bowman fires a dart to second. Is the first hit of the ball game for Orlando Lordoy, but it is the second out of this inning. Base is empty for a Raptor who has driven in 5 runs tonight, Walker Buchanan. It's hard to believe he probably won't be our Raptor of the game despite having 5 runs driven in a contest. Had a 2-run, 2-out single an inning ago, a 2-run, 2-out single in the second, and an RBI base hit in the first. Right and righty battle. Set is Sanoa, the new pitcher in the ballgame. Goes breaking ball in the first pitch, and it's called a strike to Walker. The Dartmouth College project, Trey Sanoa. A returning mud puppy from a summer ago, this is his 12th appearance on the mound this season. Owen breaking ball in the inside corner, called a strike. 2-3 record through 11 outings, 13 2/3 innings pitched, a 7.24 ERA, and a 2.71 whip. Last time out, allowed 4 earned runs and a 1/3 of an inning at Wilmar on the 30th of July. The 0-2. Shot back on the ground, up the middle. Backhanding the second baseman, Nicholson. His throw to first base is not in time. Walker Buchanan avoiding the tag. And another time aboard for the Jupiter, Florida kid here tonight. See how it's scored. It is an infield single for Walker. Landon Gaz picked up his first hit of the ball game an inning ago, a base knock in inning 6. It'll be Cashel Duggar on deck. Gaz, the 8th hitter of the inning for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to him, misses up and away. Now 10 runs on 12 hits for Wisconsin Rapids. Neither team making an error so far tonight. All the runs have been purely earned. Snow is shaking off the catcher, Lethert, the 1-0. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Gaz looking to get aboard for the second time in as many innings here. Right-hander Sanoa appears in, looks over at first. The runner Buchanan being held on there, the 1-1. This is downstairs, 2 balls and a strike, the count now. Part of me just wants to give out the co-WFHR player of the game to the pair of Virginia Cavaliers. Granted, different magnitudes of what Aiden Teal has done versus Buchanan, but they both have been extremely productive at the top of the Raptor order here tonight. The 2-1, check swing on the breaking ball, no swing on the appeal to first, and that one kicks away from Lethert, taking second as Walker Buchanan. The count now 3-1 here on Landon Gaz. Another multi-run inning here for the Raptors as well tonight. The 3-1 just misses inside for ball 4. It is a 5-pitch walk to Gaz. Going to bring up Cashel Duggar with 2 aboard and 2 out. Castle Pines kid has reached in 2 of his 4 trips to the plate tonight. First pitch. This is downstairs for ball one. Duggar, a walk in the first, hit by a pitch in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Last time up, flew out to left field to end the previous inning. The 1-0. This is outside. Count evens. Let's go Rafter Chen's breaking out here. A current four-run frame. The 2-0. This is down to the dirt. Kicks away from Leathert as it squirts near the Rafter on deck circle. Everyone takes 90 feet. Gas to third, Buchanan to third, I should say. Gas to second. Count 3-0 on Cashel Duggar. See if he gets the green light from the Rafter coaching staff to go around here. Kyler McIntosh, who led off the inning with a five-pitch walk, is on deck right now for Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-0. The outside corner, that fastball is crisp and is called a strike. A long time in between innings for the Rafter pitchers. 20 pitches for Josh Opiola in the top of the seventh inning. We'll see if it's him or with a lengthy lead if some position players get to throw here tonight. It's the 3-1 fastball swung on and missed by Duggar. 3-2, two outs. A pair in scoring position for the Rafter catcher, Cashel Duggar. The 3-2. This is low and inside for ball four. Six-pitch walk to Cashel Duggar, loads the bases, and we're back to where we started in this inning with Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh, three of his four plate appearances today have found him on the bases. Right and ready, battle first pitch. In on the hands, popped up to the mound. Will catch be made by Trey Sinoa to retire the side. Raptors send 10 to the plate. Score four on a grand slam from Aiden Teal. The round tripper, his second of the ball game, makes it 10-4. We head to the eighth here at Winter Field in just a couple of minutes right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top eight here at Witter Field. First pitch from Josh Opiola to the Mud Puppy second baseman, Cooper Nicholson. Bounced on the ground to second. That is gloved by Ben Lloyd and thrown to first in time. One pitch, one out for the right-hander returning to the hill here for Wisconsin Rapids. In the top of the eighth, it is 10-4 Raptors in game two of this homestand and game two of a two-game set with the Minnesota Mud Puppies. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs on 8 hits and no errors for Minnesota. First pitch to Gavin Shocker. Once again, bounced on the ground to second. Ben Lloyd on a fun hop is able to snag it and throw to first in time. Two pitches, two outs here for the right-hander in inning 8. To the top of the order we go for Minnesota. Fifth time around with the right fielder Harrison Bowman. Bowman's reached in 3 of his 4 plate appearances in the ballgame. Drew a walk in the first, 2-run single in the fourth, and drew a walk again his last time up in the sixth. The first pitch from Opiola right down the chute for a strike. Righty on righty battle. Not having a 3-pitch inning like we had on Saturday in Ashwaubenon from Noah Marschke. We may have a 4-pitch inning though. 0-1 in the air, shallow right. Orlando Lordoy coming in on it to make the catch and retire the side. It is a 1-2-3, 4-pitch inning for Josh Opiola here in the top of the eighth. We head to the home half from Winter Field. The Rafters 10, the Mud Puppies 4, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here.
Bottom eight here at Witter Field. Back to the mound is the right-hander Trey Sanoa on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the broadcast booth. As always, your one-stop shop for all 70 Rafter games this summer is right here on locally grown radio. 10-4 Wisconsin Rapids, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Rafters, 4 runs on 8 hits and no errors for Minnesota. How about Josh Opiola? 4-pitch, 1-2-3, top of the 8th inning. And it's 8-9-1 for the Rafters with Tommy Gulbranson leading things off. The Chapman product, Gulbranson 0 for 3, 4 trips to the plate today. First pitch from Sanoa. This is low and inside for ball 1. Gulbranson, a 6-pitch walk an inning ago and later scored one of those runs on the Aiden Teal Grand Slam. 1-0 swing away, rolls it over on the ground, a short gloved by his counterpart, that being Gavin Shocker, shortstop on shortstop crime for the first out of this eighth inning. Ben Lloyd in the spot of Joey Bozzidlo. Came in an inning ago and drew an 8-pitch walk. Righty on lefty battle, first pitch to Lloyd. Fouled straight back, count begins 0-1. Teal on deck, Degatti to follow. Aiden could get his sixth plate appearance of the ball game. You'll want. The outside corner, that fastball is called a strike. We'll see what the call is for the ninth inning. I mean, Josh Opiola just worked a four-pitch frame, so you have to imagine it'll be him to close it out. Adult Vivash warming up in the Raptor bullpen for quite a while, though. The 0-2. Breaking ball, just missing outside. Count now a ball and two strikes on Lloyd. Make sure to keep it tuned in here for the postgame show. It'll be a fun one here tonight. So much scoring, good pitching to talk about as well. The 0-2. Breaking ball rolled over on the ground to second. Nicholson charging in. Underhand flip to first is in time. How about this? Lloyd nearly beating it out, but the middle infield of the Rafters grounding out to the middle infield of the Mud Puppies. 2-up, 2-down in the 8th. And the batter is Aiden Teal. Can Aiden Teal go full house here tonight? Two homers tonight, his third time doing it this season. Also has a double and a triple. First pitch to Teal. Fastball missing outside. How about this? We got MVP chance going on right now for Aiden Teal. That is awesome. One of the count on the Virginia Cavalier. Breaking ball on the inner half, called a strike. Aiden following his brother Kyle, who played here in Rapids for Kirk Schreider. Kyle being a first-round pick last year of the Red Sox, and Aiden could very well be on his way to being in that same category as the 1-1 fastball misses outside. They couldn't be any more different in terms of the type of player that they are. Kyle, a power-hitting catcher. I mean, I guess you look at Aiden's numbers this year, he hits for power too, but man, he can fly, and he plays a really good center field as the 2-1 misses low and inside on a breaking ball for ball three. Aiden might not get another pitch to hit here in this battle. But if he does, it's going to be nice and pretty. The 3-1. On the outside corner, that fastball is called a strike, count now full. 3-2, two outs, bases empty, bottom eight here in Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal looking to make his special night even more exciting. The payoff. Swing and a miss into the glove of Lethert to retire the side. Three up, three down for Trey Sinoa here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth, and the Rats lead it by six. 10-4 the score right here on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop.
Now, let's get back to exciting.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
10-4 Rats, top of the ninth inning from historic Witter Field. Josh Opiola on to get the final three outs tonight. First pitch to Brock Larson, misses low and away for ball one. 2-3-4 in this inning for Minnesota. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Minnesota. Brock Larson calling time right before the 1-0. Opiola, 2 innings pitched, now 25 pitches thrown. Worked a 4-pitch, 1-2-3 top of the 8th. The 1-0 on the outside corner called a strike. Larson in the ball game, 1-for-4. Swinging away at the 1-1, lining to right field. It's just foul. Larson had an RBI single back in the fourth inning. How about the Rafters in this one? 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth, and 4 in the seventh. All 10 runs tonight, thanks to the UVA Cavaliers, Aiden Teal and Walker Buchanan. Make sure to stick around 5-6 minutes after final pitch. We will have your official post-game show of Rafter Baseball right here on WFHR. Opiola peering back in after a long walk back to the left-handed batter's box from Brock Larson. The 1-2. Off speed in the air to left. Buchanan giving chase back out in front of the warning track, and he gets there to make the catch. One down, and the batter is Will Smoot. Last 5 hitters retired for the right-hander from Bryant and Stratton College, Josh Opiola. Will Smoot's been on 3 times in this ballgame, last being on a 6-pitch walk to lead off the 7th. Smoot also a multi-hit game as the first pitch from Opiola misses outside. Rapids looking to go 34-32 on the season. 1-0 right down the chute for a called strike. Count even, Opiola working out of the stretch. The 1-1 misses outside. Ten batters, sent to the dish in that bottom of the 7th. Rafters pouring on 4 all on one swing. A grand slam from Aiden Teal. 1-1 driven in the air to left. It's down for a base hit and looks to be extra bags. Wide turn from Smoot around first. He is looking for second, and he's there. A one-out double for Will Smoot, and that Minnesota Mud Puppy dugout is fired up despite being down to their final 2 outs, down 6 here in the 9th. For Smoot, that is his second double of the season. To the cleanup spot we go in the Minnesota order with Josh Dykoff. Dykoff, 2 hits in the ballgame, has also reached on a walk back in the 1st. First pitch to him. Check swing on the outside corner, appeal to 3rd, no swing, says Milano Alejandro. It's a tongue twister. Count begins 1-0. After tonight, just three more home games from beautiful, wonderful, historic Witterfield this season. 1-0, big cut and a miss from Dykoff, looking for the fences on that one. Count now a ball and a strike. We'll be back here to do it again tomorrow night against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 1-1 misses low. The 2-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two to the count. Teague Lethert, the catcher on deck. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outer half. Is the second out of the inning. Teague Lethert reached for the first time in the ballgame back in the seventh on a 5-pitch walk. He's the last chance for Minnesota to extend this ballgame here tonight. Prior to the first pitch, Jacob Smoot running out a couple new baseballs to our home plate umpire, Dylan Collins. The first pitch to him. Dribbled on the ground over to second. Lloyd gloves it cleanly. The throw to first is in time. Ball game over here in Wisconsin Rapids. Ten for the final here at Witterfield. It is a sweep of the Minnesota Mud Puppies here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back in about 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench?
By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Ten for the final here tonight. It's a series sweep for your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors over the Minnesota Mud Puppies from historic Witter Field. Andy Ock returning to you here in the broadcast booth. for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball. The scoring got started right away in the bottom of the first inning, an RBI single from Walker Buchanan, bringing in his Virginia Cavalier teammate Aiden Teal, who collected a leadoff double, his 11th of the season, to get the party started. Two more brought home in the second inning, yet again from Buchanan, a two-out, two-run single to right field, made it 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Minnesota tied it in the top of the fourth inning at 3-all, sending all nine batters to the plate against Raptor starting pitcher Tristan Krusenberry. One run put up in the bottom of the fourth for Wisconsin Rapids. Aiden Teal, a solo jack to put Wisconsin Rapids back ahead, his 10th home run of the season. Two more for the Raptors in the bottom of the sixth inning from Walker Buchanan's two-out, two-run single. And then it was a four-spot in the seventh inning, an overcalled grand slam for Aiden Teal. His third multi-homer game of the season gave the Raptors 10 runs, and that was all they needed, despite Minnesota adding a run in the top of the seventh inning. As I mentioned, 10-4 the final. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 11 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors. And 10 left on for Minnesota. The win today for Wisconsin Rapids goes to Nick Perry out of the bullpen. 3 innings pitched, 5 hits allowed, 3 runs, all of which were earned, 2 walks issued, 4 strikeouts on 67 pitches. The loss on the Minnesota side to their starter, Miles Henson, making his Northwoods League debut, going 5 innings, allowing 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts on 98 pitches. Time of the game here tonight, 3 hours and 7 minutes. Just over 1,500, a sellout crowd in attendance here in Wisconsin Rapids, 74 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. Our players of the game, plural, that's right, we're giving out 2. It is the Virginia Cavaliers who brought in all 10 runs of the ball game here this evening. Aiden Teal, as I mentioned, another multi-homer game, his third of the season. And Walker Buchanan as well, coming through and getting the job done. We're back here tomorrow night. The Fond du Lac Dock Spiders come into town. Part of a home-and-home series to wrap out the campaign against them here in the regular season. Wisconsin Rapids looking to extend their winning streak to 4 games. Record for tonight for the Raptors after the victory, 19-14 in the second half, 34-32 overall on the season. The 36-game traveling team, Minnesota Mud Puppies, fall to 3-11 in half number 2 and 4 wins and 25 losses on the season. Once again, Perry the win, Henson the loss, Opiola getting the save. That's right, the right-hander from Bryant and Stratton College throwing the final 2 innings, allowing just an earned run. Big nights for Aiden Teal and Walker Buchanan, the heroes and the highlights. The Raptors are going to look to sweep the homestand tomorrow night. You can catch a pregame show right here at 6:25 on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's game, whether you tuned in on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on the Civic Media apps. I'm Andy Ockham signing off here in the Winterfield Press Box. The Rats win at 10-4, and they'll look to sweep the homestand tomorrow night.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Island right across the country, United States right now, that are employed by the solar industry. And I think that's incredible. I remember when this thing was down in like the, you know, 90,000 range or something. Yeah. Like I remember it wasn't even a big deal.
And that was a big deal at 90,000.
Exactly. Today, over 6% of U.S. electricity comes from solar energy, almost six times its share a decade ago. A decade ago, Robert. This is two years before, like, you know, we started doing this together. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how far this has come. But I just think that's incredible. Number of businesses in the U.S., 10,000 plus businesses. So everyone, you know, your dollars do matter, and who you spend them with, and with those corporations that are switching to renewable energy, they need to lead the way. And we need to be able to spend our dollars at those places that are doing this. And just let me just give you a few. Meta is number one. Amazon is number two. Apple is number three. Walmart is four. Microsoft is five. Target is six. Cargill is seven. Remember Cargill, everybody. That's going to come up in a future conversation. I'm just throwing that out there, everybody. Kaiser Permanente, AB Anheuser-Busch, and EVOS North America. So those are the top 10 corporate users of renewable energy. There is enough solar energy installed in the U.S. to power 36.1 million households. In 2023, a new solar project was installed every 39 seconds.
Yeah.
Every 39 seconds, everyone. Carbon emissions reduced 222 million metric tons annually, equivalent to 53 million vehicles off the road, 25 billion gallons of gas not used, everyone. So remember, the whole concept of the Electric Tribal Nation project, right, or the EV project, was to explain to the fossil fuel industry that, you know, they can build these pipelines, right? But, you know, they're going to win the battle, but they're not going to win the war, right? And this is a perfect example of this happening because 25 billion gallons of gas is not used. 3.7 billion trees planted. This is the equivalent of shutting 57 coal-fired plants, Robert. In 2023, solar became the first renewable technology in 80 years to make up the majority of additions to the U.S. grid, accounting for 55% of all new generating capacity. This is remarkable how much this technology, Robert, has come down in price. This is on par with natural gas. And I mean, this is going to be the future for the country. And we can put solar everywhere. Anyone can learn how to do this. And that's the exciting thing. It's so democratic. And so that's why I love doing this work. And Robert, that is the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.